Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn. 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Overall, it's going to be mostly cloudy today, but there will be a little sunshine that tries to poke through, especially early to mid-afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high near 58 tonight. Cloudy with rain, could be a quarter inch or more. Low of 39 tomorrow, sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.